David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacey Chalemi from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a team member here today. She has her own podcast on her channel, and she is part of our podcast community, and it's Blanca Rodriguez. She has many hats. She is a massage therapist that focuses on canine dogs, and she also is a life coach, and she works with people and help and animals to help improve their lives. And today she wants to focus on talking about canine massages and how they can improve a pet's life. So let's talk about that. I'm really excited because I've heard about it. I've heard many people talk that there's a lot of benefits to giving your dog massages, and it can help with many illnesses and many pains and aches. So tell me a little more about this. I'm very excited to learn more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Stacey. I'm so excited to be here once again with you. So thank you for that. Canine massage therapy has been around since ancient times, since 27 BC to be exact. Wow. Any kind of animal massage started in China, and then progressively it went towards India. And of course, with the passing of time, even the Roman Empire had animal massage therapists. Julius Caesar used to take his massage therapist with him to war back in those days, very ancient times. He had epilepsy, and his massage therapist used to work on his very ferocious war dogs as well. And by the time it came here to the US, it was back, well, pretty recently, back in the 1970s, when equine massage was introduced to the US. And of course, years later, canine massage therapy was introduced as well. Canine massage therapy is approved by the AKC American Kennel Club as a very powerful tool for the quality of life of any dog, no matter what age they are. Canine massage can be done since they're puppies all the way, so it's time for them to cross the rainbow. Is a very, very powerful practice. If anybody has received human massage, I'm a human massage therapist as well for many years, the similarities are powerful. The benefits are very similar as well. Very different because these are four-legged animals, and they don't have porous. They don't have porous on their skin, but the effects are equally powerful. That is for sure.
Wow. Now, what are some of the benefits for a canine massage?
Absolutely, absolutely. Canine massage therapy helps tremendously with relaxation. Massage, well, the definition of massage for humans and canines alike is the manipulation of soft tissue or muscle with the purpose of healing or relaxation. Of course, massage therapy helps with many things, but canine massage therapy specifically helps relax the dog if the dog has separation anxiety, if the dog is scared of thunderstorms, of fireworks. July the 4th is practically around the corner. Right. These are moments when the dogs get very, very fearful. And I have had clients that their dogs have passed away because they were so fearful that they had heart attacks over it. So it's very helpful when these kind of events are happening, 4th of July, New Year's Eve, that is very, very noisy out there. Yeah. It's excellent for dogs that are aging, that have atrophies, hip dysplasia, arthritis. Is excellent for dogs, for agility dogs, competition dogs, because they have accidents as well. It's excellent for dogs that have sedentary lifestyles, that they never get out of the house, because not having movement, of course, can cause major problems to the dog. It can lead to obesity. It can lead to so many other issues. And massage therapy is extremely powerful for that. And of course, dogs that are fearful, dogs that are that they have massive, massive issues with abandonment, neglect. I used to go to a no-kill shelter for animals here in town. I did my full internship there when I graduated from massage therapy school, and the level of them, of these poor animals receiving and being accepting of touch, it was really, really remarkable. And it was definitely my honor to be able to go there in those cages in such a chaotic situation, and yeah, they will be more than welcoming to receive the touch of massage. That's how powerful massage therapy is for our canines, and definitely for us.
It seems like, you know, that canine massage therapy could really be good for all types of breeds of dogs. It seems like it could be beneficial for any breed. Is that true?
Yes, yes, absolutely. From very small breeds all the way to the biggest breeds, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's excellent for dogs that are very nervous and edgy, aka Chihuahuas, that they are all over the place, dachshunds, that they're very territorial. Of course, with anything that has a lot of benefits, they are the contraindications too, as of please do not do massage in these situations. And of course, that has to be, that's something that we got to be very cognizant of, and it can be rashes, fractures, post-surgical, unless it's approved by a vet, is very important to be aware of that. If they have allergies, if they have fever, if they have temper issues, they are not welcoming of people touching them. That is something to really, really keep in mind, because it could be a dangerous situation for the human. And it could be a situation that the dog doesn't even need, because if a dog doesn't like to be touched, then don't touch the dog. It's just like us humans, that many of us are really like, oh, we love massage and you don't like a massage. How's that possible? Well, there's people that don't like to be touched, and it will be a stress for them. Same exact thing with the animal as well. Yeah.
And have you seen it help with many different conditions?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have had the joy and the honor to be able to massage dogs from the moment they are puppies. I had this specific puppy, a beautiful black lab, that he was starting to be trained for agility, and they get hurt. They are wobbly when they are very little. Yeah. And the moment that I grabbed that dog and started massaging him, it was all the way, the owner tells me that, I still keep in touch with her all these years later. She tells me that the dog started being massaged from the moment he was a puppy, and he never stopped being massaged because I taught her how to massage her dog. Yeah. And the dog won competitions, is an outdoor dog. He lives in a place where there's 10 acres. Labs are outdoorsy dogs. They love to be outside. They love to mind their own business and don't do their thing. So it has been very, very powerful for the quality of life of this dog and all of the dogs, thankfully, that I have taken care of, because they feel better. They feel more relaxed. And when they are in an environment where they feel good, everything works better, because we are dog people. And let's put the things the way they are. When we have a dog.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Our lives go around the dog, not the other way around.
Right.
And let's remember, canine massage is not petting the dog. Canine massage is not rubbing the dog. Canine massage is massage. We are taking care of muscle groups with the purpose of healing and relaxation. And it's extremely powerful, and all dogs love it. I have taken care of puppies all the way to Great Danes, Rottweilers, Dobermans, you name it. I have worked on them all. And definitely the same, it's always the same reaction on their part. First, they are like skeptical about it. It's like, okay, let me see what this lady has to offer. And then at the end, they're like, no, they don't want to leave and they don't want me to stop. So it's a beautiful thing. I love it so much.
I can see. When they get older, do they, it seems like when you get old, just like human beings, we get old and achy. It seems like a canine massage would be really beneficial as they get older too.
Yes, absolutely. I have massaged many of my angels from heaven above on their senior years on when it's unfortunately, and when they are in their end of life kind of stage. I have had golden retrievers, Labradors, Dobermans, Rottweilers, highly, highly active dogs that it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
In the dog world, they don't measure what could hurt them and what not. They are in for the moment, for the play, for the joy of the moment. And it causes many issues, unfortunately, on these amazing animals. And this has been more of my calling than anything else. Senior dog massage. And it's, I've been chosen for it. I don't know why, but I love it equally. It's hard to lose my four-legged friends because the time comes. And of course, we create a bond that is unbreakable. But it is proven, and in my honest professional experience with senior dogs, it really, really helps them with quality of life. Those last few months or few years, whatever the time that they have left, it helps them feel better. I had a golden retriever that he couldn't even climb into the sofa anymore. His mother was devastated because of it. And when I started massaging him on a consistent basis, there were days that he will jump to the sofa. And I had the blessing and the honor to massage him all the way to end of life, all the way to he crossed the rainbow, and he received it with the same love as the first time. So it's a beautiful thing. And this is my favorite job. My favorite way of massaging is definitely canine massage. No offense to our humans. I love my humans too. but massaging the dog is my favorite thing to do, definitely.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, is it good to start when they're really young? Is it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because they will get used to it immediately. And no matter which massage therapist will come the dog's way, the dog will be totally aware. It's like, okay, this is massage and this is going to be beneficial for me because they know it, they smell it, they feel it. And yeah, it's an excellent thing. Now, I have massaged dogs for the first time when they are 10, 11, 12 years old. And it has been a process of them getting to know me,
right,
of me approaching them, reaching them, creating that bond.
Yes.
The majority of the dogs that I have worked with, I create a bond instantly.
Right.
But there's other breeds and other dogs that they are skeptical and they're like, no, I don't want anything to do with you. And no, and it's like, you just give it some time. And I learned this quite a bit when I was in the no-kill shelters, that mm-hmm, some of the dogs will be instant bond. Let's do it. Come on over. I'm here. And there were other dogs that I would have to go sit on a corner, give him a treat,
yeah,
be very gentle on my approach, because there may be a case that they were abused in the right past. We just will never know. But yeah, it seemed to be the case. My beloved, that we lost her almost 2 years ago. She was definitely the one that let me know that I should be doing this. I went for a course of learn to massage a dog. I did it. I came home. I massaged her, and she gave her total stamp of approval, and I never stopped massaging her all the way to the day of her passing. And she was an abused dog. She was a rescue, and she was an abused dog. She would be very, very scared of seeing a broom, seeing a mop, and I'm like, oh, something bad happened with you and a mop and a broom. Yeah. And but little by little, she got really, really comfortable. And when that door opens, it'll never close. That is for sure. And that's the way our dogs are. Yeah. And we are very, very blessed and lucky to have them in our lives. That is for sure.
Oh, 100%. I think some dogs, even when they're abused, like when they find people that they can bond with and they can trust, they can, create that a nice relationship with that person, and overcome a lot. Because sometimes with the proper training, you can overcome, some of the abuse when you're in those rescue, if you have the proper training. But
Absolutely.
is there
Absolutely.
Is there something that, like, you were talking about how you taught the lady how to do some canine massages with her dog? Is there some things you can maybe teach the audience and things that they could do with their dog that would be helpful that the dogs would really enjoy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And for this occasion, I have a lovely demo dog here. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have a lovely demo dog here. And of course, he has a name. His name is Han Solo, and he is a lovely rescue. I rescued him from Amazon.com, and he's very happy. He's very happy to live with me. So I pet him a lot. I give him a lot of love, but he is in a laying position. I have demo dogs that are, they are standing, they're sitting, and but this he is laying, and it's really, really cool because he's in the perfect position that many dogs assume when I'm massaging them. So this is really, really cool. And what I always teach, these are the very basics of canine massage that anybody and everybody can do with their dog. The first and most important thing about massaging your dog is that the human companion, please be in a calm state. And a calm state, because when you are calm, your dog will be calm with you. Have a very nice environment of music. There are many dogs that they love music. There are plenty of dog go to sleep dog playlist. There's so many that I put them all, and they absolutely love it. Nice, slow, the volume can be low because the hearing of our dogs is much more powerful than ours. There's certain breeds of dogs that they can hear something from 10 miles away. So that says it all. And their sense of vision can be all the way for 2 to 2 miles away. Their sense of hearing, we hear, us humans, we hear things from almost 100 feet away. A dog, depending on the breed, they can hear things from a quarter of a mile away. So this is something to take under consideration. The dog doesn't need anything loud. The more quiet the environment is, the more comfortable your dog will be. And remember, you are the human companion. They trust you. They will be more than happy to receive what you are going to give them, especially if it has to do with human touch, because dogs love to be touched by their beloved humans. So since this is your dog, when I do these demos and on a dog that is not mine, I don't touch the ears. I don't touch the face. I don't touch nothing that has to do with the face, because this area is prohibited for the dog. The dog doesn't love, they don't like to be touching the face, especially the ears. There's a lot of information going on here, so leave it alone. But if it's your dog and the dog is happy with you touching their ears, then fine. As long as the dog is comfortable, at ease, and in a relaxing state, you are doing the right thing. Now, if the dog starts jumping all over the place and the dog stays goes away, and it's like, okay, just let it go and try later. So with that said, the lighter the pressure, the better it will be. The dog doesn't need deep tissue. The dog doesn't need to be slapped around or anything to feel your touch. Okay. So what I do, I start with very slow strokes, very long, slow strokes, starting from the base of the head or the neck on the sides of the body with the hair, the line of the hair. Never against the line of the hair, because that is uncomfortable for them. So this very slow, this is a huge chunk of muscle. They love being massaged there, of course, their hips. Going all the way down. And I really don't touch the paws, because this is another area. The paws of the dog, The paws of the dog, this is where they have the sweat glands, okay? On
okay.
The paw padding. The paw padding is not a shoe. The paws of the padding of the paws of the dog is where their sweat glands are. And it's a very, very sensitive area. So the more cognizant us humans are about that fact, is very important, especially that we are entering the summer months. It gets extremely hot. Here in Florida, we are already at 100 some more degrees with the humidity. And it's very dangerous for any dog to be walked on asphalt or anything that has to do with cement, because the padding of their paws could be burnt, and that's where their sweat glands are. So heat stroke could happen. So please watch out, everybody, and please be very aware of this. Very important. Going back to this very long, slow stroke, they absolutely love this. Going with the hairline all the way down to the paw and start again on the base of the head and go all the way down. You don't have to go all the way to the center of their body, because that is where their spine is. So this area is a very sensitive to touch area of the spine, especially if there's dogs that have, they have bony prominences, that they're skinnier dogs. Yeah. That is something to be very aware of. And then of course, go to the other side of the dog. Same exact thing. Nice, slow, long strokes with the hairline, very important. You can do very, very gentle compressions as well. Right. You can grab this and gentle compressions. You can do it on the paws as well. Do gentle compressions going down and then all the way up. Remembering that the pressure should be close to none, especially if it's smaller breeds like Han. He is a small breed, definitely that. And if the dog doesn't like their tail to be touched, leave it alone. The tail of the dog is, there's a purpose for the tail of the dog, and the tail of the dog is exclusively for language. The tail of the dog is an extra 5 to 15 flexible vertebrae. It hardly has any muscle and is very sensitive to touch. So the tail is not for play. The tail is not for grabbing. The tail is for grabbing just in the case of an emergency. If the dog having a fight or something is going on, then okay. But otherwise, this is for language. They have, the tail is up. Watch out, the tail is down, they're fearful. So it's exclusively for language. So if your dog, hey, it's your dog. If your dog is okay with you touching their tail, then I wouldn't really grab and pull. I would rather do compressions. Compressions, very, very light compressions, or just very gently, just touch the tail. And when I have finally massage a dog's tail on my doggy clients, it's been that they've been my clients for a while. I don't go first thing to just go ahead and massage them, because they can feel like I'm being too invasive on them.
Yeah.
And then since it's your doggy, you can massage their cheeks. This is, their mastication muscles are right here. So you can massage here. But I would say to anybody and everybody, let go of this. Don't touch, leave it alone, or here. If your dog is okay with you touching their ears, then very gently, you can do some kneading here. Right. Or just going with the line of the hair, very important. So I hope you do this on your dogs, because they will absolutely love it. Thank you, Han.
That's a great demonstration. I love it.
Thank you. Han loves it. He's very happy when I massage him. Yeah. Yeah, this is a very, it's a very simple, this is the simplest form of the beginnings, you know, the principles of massaging a dog, but they're very, very powerful. And any dog, you can give your dog so much more quality of life just by doing that very long, slow stroke with the line of the hair anywhere that the dog feels comfortable. And of course, very light compressions. They feel it and they love it. Absolutely.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. I love it. And I didn't know that about the tail. Like, I know the tail was, you know, so they can, they, you know, you could tell a lot of times that they, you know, if they're happy, fearful, sad, excited, but I didn't realize how, I knew it was sensitive, but I didn't realize it was just vertebrae.
Extremely sensitive. And that's why, you know, when I do canine massage demos, I make very, very sure to inform as many people as possible about the tail of the dog, because there is a lot of people, you know, I grew up in an environment that I had no awareness of this when I was younger, nothing. But now that I do, definitely is a huge mission of mine to inform as many people as possible that, you know, if the dog is not yours, don't touch their face and don't touch their tail, because they are intimidated when their tails are touched, and it can mean, I mean, they're intimidated and they feel that they are invaded. It's like let's put it this way. If a human, someone that you don't know, will come to you and say, instead of shaking your hand or saying just hi, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh my God, I'm so happy to meet you. It's like, dude, leave me alone and don't touch me.
Exactly.
The same exact thing is with the dog. And they are feeling and they are emotional beings. And dogs are the reflection of their owners. So if their owners are stressed, the dog is going to be stressed. If the owner is happy, the dog is going to be happy, and so on and so forth. So it's something to be really take under consideration. I am working with this woman that she has two dachshunds, and they were abused, neglected, abandoned, these dachshunds. And since she was the one that picked them up and gave him a home and gave him the love, they are fearful of losing her. And what happens, they are aggressive with anybody that comes close to this woman. So I am going to be teaching her the principles of canine massage therapy, but through a Zoom meeting, because I went to meet them and they wanted to bite me, and they got really, really out there. And it's like, okay, let's find a way. And I think that the best way to go is we do a Zoom meeting. You have the dog on your lap with you, and I will walk you through it. So we're going to get that going. So it's very, very helpful. It helps your animal. Anybody that is an animal lover, try to, as much as you can, to do this with your dogs, because it's mutually beneficial for, of course, for the dog, but for the human companion as well, because you both will be in a calm state. And what better than that? That being a calm state with your beloved pooch. Very important.
That is so adorable. So you could actually change their moods and change their way of thinking, and really be able to, you know, actually improve their behaviors by using canine massage therapy also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you can. Because the moment that they go into a calm state, the moment that they are receiving calm from you, and that's what they will manifest back. Yeah, definitely. Every single dog that I have massaged many in my career, the rapport and the results are exactly the same. The dog is in a calm state, and they go out to potty after their massage. They go back inside and they just lay down and we chill for the rest of the afternoon. Most of the time I have two golden retrievers that I massage consistently, and their dog groomer, she will know when the dog has been massaged before she grooms them, and when the dogs have not been massaged before she grooms them, because they're all over the place when I haven't massaged them. But then when she comes in after I massage them, they are in a total calm state, and it makes her job much easier.
Yeah. And that's like a human being. When you go for a massage, after the massage, you're completely relaxed.
Absolutely.
And your mind is kind of clear. You're just totally in a different zone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it has everything to do with the chemicals of our bodies. Let's remember that dogs and us, we are mammals as well. They have chemicals in our bodies just like we do. And what happens with massage therapy is that the stress hormone cortisol, the levels go down by 31% when you're receiving massage. And the happy chemicals of our bodies, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, the levels of these happy chemicals go up by 30%. So of course, cortisol goes down, the good chemicals go up. It's like, okay, this is like the perfect, perfect feeling. And that's why we are so like immersed in relaxation. Yeah. It's like, oh, I just want to go sit down and rest, because that's the beautiful effect of massage therapy, not only for us humans, but for dogs as well.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And you know, well, how many times a week do you suggest a massage for a dog?
If it's your dog, you can massage your dog every single day if you like.
Okay.
Every single day. You can be watching TV or resting a little bit. And if you have a laptop like Pon here, you just go ahead. Long, slow strokes.
Yeah.
Long, slow stroke with the line of the hair. And we both calm down, definitely. Yeah. And then of course the compressions here. You can do some kneading on the neck area, but the compressions, they love the compressions and the long slow strokes with the line of the hair. That is the most powerful stroke that I always start and finish my professional massages with my canine, really? Clients. Yeah, I do many other things, but that is for a professional massage therapist to do. But this, you know, these tools are super, super beneficial, super important, and it can really, really extend the life of the dog. It can bring them ease. They can put in them on ease. I mean, dogs that are competition dogs, they are in extremely stressful environments. Yeah. Dogs that are canine dogs, canine police dogs, that they are working all the time. Service dogs for our veterans. Yesterday was Memorial Day weekend. And if I have massaged a few service dogs, and the job that they do, it never ends. They are 24/7 for their human companion, and that's their job.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing when the veteran and their dog have an even stronger bond through canine massage therapy. It's beautiful and mutually beneficial. It's amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I know, my dogs, you know, I have my one Shih Tzu. She is very, very attached to me. But she, you know, I know that a lot of dogs don't like when you touch the ears, but she'll let me go underneath her ears and rub around her holes. And then she'll let me she'll do nose kisses with me.
Oh, and so, I love that. Oh, that's so amazing. Oh my God, I love that.
Like that an Eskimo kiss, you know?
Yeah. I love that, Stacey. Yeah, well, definitely try massaging your Shih Tzu. I think she is going to love it. Absolutely.
So if you had to like tell the audience and give them a couple of pointers about today's conversation about massage, you know, canine massage therapy and some tips, and we went all over everything, what are some things you'd like to emphasize?
Very important that when you are going to either choose a massage therapist for your dog or you massage your dog, that you are in a calm state. And the best way to go into a calmer state is like very deep, slow breathing 3 times. That will help you calm down. Go into an environment, make an environment where you and your dog are extremely comfortable, that there's no interruptions, that there's no loud TV, that there's no news, no programs that are not conducive to calm.
Yeah.
Always in a calm state. Dogs are very, very hypersensitive to smell. Mm-hmm. Not all scents are the best for the animal. So the less, and especially artificially scented, like artificially scented candles, those are not so good for your dog, besides the fact that they're not good for us. I will highly yes. recommend an aromatherapy diffuser, and the best and the most, the universal and most harmless essential oil there is lavender. Mm-hmm. So lavender is fantastic for calming down. If you are in a stressed out level, your dog is stressed with you, so a little bit of lavender will be tremendously beneficial for you and your dog, and making sure that the scents are not powerful or pungent for you, because if it's pungent for you, it's 20 times more pungent for your dog. Extremely important. But definitely being in a calm state, being in a calm environment, it will be mutually beneficial for you, for your dog. If your dog is not up to it, that just wants to jump off, let the dog be and do it some other day. Because just like us humans, that some days it's like, okay, I will love a massage, but I'm not up to it today.
Right.
Same exact thing with your doggy companion, same exact thing. So be very aware and cognizant of your dog. And if your dog is not feeling well, definitely that tail and the ears, they are for language. The ears are not only for the hearing, they're for language. If the ears are up, it's one thing. If the ears are down, if the ears are all the way to the back, you know, the more you know about your dog, the better you will understand your dog. So yeah. get as informed as possible. There are so many good resources out there. American Kennel Club is an excellent, excellent platform to understand the breed of your dog, because there's many breeds of dogs. There's over 450 breeds of dogs right yeah. now. So very important, get informed about the breed of the dog. Very, very important. And if you are interested in having a dog, please get informed about the breed, because that's when abandonment happens. That's when getting rid of the dog happens, because the dog is pretty, the dog is cute when they're a puppy, but when they start growing up, that they start shedding, that they are, let's say, for example, a husky. Huskies, oh my God, my beloved huskies. I love them, but I will never have one, because yeah. they are working animals. And what does a working animal do? They like to go to work. And if you have a job that you have to leave the dog at home, guess what? Your dog could destroy your house because they went to work. And of course, it'll cause a whole different bad scenarios that nobody needs to have. So definitely research the breed of your dog before you get that dog that you so very much want. And be very, very aware that the life of the dog doesn't go around. It doesn't go around you. Your life will go around the dog if you mean well to your dog. Okay. So that's very important.
That's 100% true. Those are very good points. And also, like, when you go look for a canine massage therapy specialist, is there certain things you should look for? Like, how do you know if you're going to get a good one versus a bad one? Like, is there certain things you need to keep an eye out for, or questions you might want to ask before you get involved with someone who does it?
In my honest opinion, as a human massage therapist and canine massage therapist, a good massage therapist will ask questions. Every single question is an important question. And to me, and this is, you know, over the years, I've been massaged by many people. And in my experience, the less questions that are asked from me, the more generic the massage is. Yeah. And the more meaningless the massage is. If you have a massage therapist that they will ask you questions, they'll ask you questions about your dog, that they will start observing the dog from the moment they see the dog, observing their stance, their walk, the way they sit, the way they turn. That definitely makes all the difference in the world. And that is definitely the massage therapist that I will highly recommend for your dog.
Right. Yeah. That's a very good point. I like that idea, because, you know, sometimes you don't know what to look for, but that's a very good point, is, you know, one that asks a lot of questions.
Oh,
are,
yeah.
are absolutely. Be a really absolutely. Good one, because they care yeah. and mm-hmm. they want to find out what's going on so they could help you.
Exactly. And definitely, you know, the massage therapist that asks questions is the one that means no harm yeah. the most, that we only want for the dog and the human to have the benefits of it, not to feel worse than before this all started.
Yes.
Yeah. The more questions people ask from you, that's the one to get. Yeah.
I love it. Now, tell everybody some of the services you provide so people know a little about you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Well, I am a wounded healer. My website is www.woundedhealer.us. And under this umbrella, I provide services, of course, of I'm a licensed massage therapist and a certified canine massage therapist with 26 years combined experience. And I absolutely love what I do. It's a big honor for me to be that God gave me this gift to do. Mm-hmm. I am a fitness instructor for people and individuals 45 plus. I'm an Amazon bestselling book co-author. I'm a holistic life coach and I am a dancer. I've been retired for a few years, but I'm a dancer for over 30 years of experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've done it all. Happy. Yeah. I love
it. And of
it.
Course, I'm doing podcasting. I'm a speaker as well. So yes, I'm a speaker, educator, and I am a Toastmaster too. So I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love mm-hmm. it. And tell everybody your podcast name.
My podcast name is Wounded Healer as well. So yeah.
I love it. I mm-hmm. love it. This has been amazing. I learned a lot today because, like, you know, I've heard of canine massage therapy for dogs, but I didn't really know a lot about it. And you really provided us with a lot of great information and
Thank you.
Ways to actually handle your dog, because every dog is different. Every mm-hmm. dog, you know, has sensitivities, and sometimes we're not aware of those sensitivities because we, you know, sometimes we think more on a human level and we have to think on a dog level. And
absolutely,
you know, even though dogs are similar in a lot of ways, they're also different in ways, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So this has been great. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and it's been great having you on, and I can't wait till you come back and we can learn some more. And it's just, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
Oh, you too. You too. Thank you.